Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Anthony, every now and then, women need a ladies' night.
I agree. My wife and I have four kids, so it's always time for a little ladies' night, and I feel all right.
But this wasn't your typical night out with the girls. An event recently held at Soldier Field called Football 101 was a chance for women to learn more about the game of football and meet some of their favorite Bears players.
The United Club at Soldier Field was packed as the ladies were served a light dinner, picked up gift bags, and ran around to various areas trying to obtain autographs and photos with Bears players.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the fact that these women want to learn more about the sport and support us. That's always cool. And being in a city like Chicago where, you know, football is and the Bears are so well supported, it doesn't surprise me that we have this kind of, you know, ladies coming out.
The lines were long for the autographs sessions, and the rookies shared some memorable moments from the evening.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this much. I was expecting maybe 20, 30 people out here, but I think I saw that, you know, as I turned the corner, and it was pretty much kept going. So as soon as I sat down, I think it was like the second lady that walked by. I think she was having like a bachelorette party or something like that, and they had a whole bus. They invited us like on their bus, and she wrote her phone number down and told us to, like, we'll see you guys out tonight.
Actually, a woman left me her number and her address on my on my name card. So that was the craziest thing that happened to me. But, you know, it's expected. You know, the veterans warned us before we came, it was going to get a little crazy. But you're going to have fun. And it's been fun ever since we got in here. It was just glad to see all the women that came out here just to learn about football and get our autographs. It's great.
Rookie Kyle Long had an explanation for the reason his autograph line always seemed to be the longest.
I think it was because I was at the end and they had to get through all the other guys anyway. So they just kind of sifted into my line without knowing who the heck was over there. So I got lucky.
I love the Bears. The Bears is my favorite team of all time, and I'm always a Bear fan. Plan on coming for years to come.
Awesome. What's been your favorite part so far about the event tonight?
Just meeting all of the players, especially Long. He's awesome.
Because we try to come to all the Bears events, especially all the autograph signings that we can. We love to get their autographs and their pictures and just to meet the players.
Let's see the ball. Whose autographs do you have on here?
Oh, I have almost everybody that's here tonight so far, except for McCown.
Ladies also had the option of checking out the Bears locker room and getting insight on suiting up on game day from Bears head equipment manager Tony Medlin.
I think they all are having big fun because they get chance to someone to get chance to try some of the equipment on, and they're really shocked about it being so light because a lot of them thought it was very, very heavy, and it's not as heavy as the equipment used to be years ago. So they're very shocked about that.
Hosted by Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, the event's informative portion kicked off, followed by a question and answer session with the players.
Unbeknownst to Jordan, and I'm sorry I have to do this publicly, but I'll probably be moving to another room because he snores.
I'm not the one that snores.
Okay.
You go to sleep first.
We are a great tandem.
You go to sleep first, and you sound like an elephant in the wild.
I love the Bears.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Meeting all the players, getting the signatures from them. They've all been really nice. I think it's interesting to talk to the other women and get other insights and other events they've been to, and it's neat getting to meet all the players.
The fun-filled evening wrapped up with an auction with proceeds benefiting Bears Care.
A really great experience getting to meet all those women who wanted to come out and get to know some of the Bears players. They're fired up about their football, and you get all kinds of personalities coming through here, so it was a good experience.
Anthony, those ladies had a blast. I'm telling you, they were pretty fired up to be there and meet a lot of the rookies, actually. They were really excited. Do you remember anything from Football 101 back in your playing days?
I just remember that it was just a lot of flash going off in number 54's locker. And I really didn't receive, like, a lot of flash on my locker. So that's pretty much all I remember. Thanks for letting me relive that again, Desi.
I do this often. I don't mean to. I mean,
whatever.
Up next,
we look back on Mike Ditka's Hall of Fame career as the Bears get set to retire his number.
I love the 85 team. It's one of the greatest teams I think that was ever put together in the National Football League. Mike Ditka did a phenomenal job.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.